You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Amy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday, May 30th. We're both in studio today.
Yay!
You biked in today.
I did, finally. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I took a little break. Had a little bout with poison ivy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh at that. That's not nice.
No, it's not really funny.
It's not nice to laugh at someone who's had poison ivy. That's unkind. Andy. Where are my manners? But I'm glad you toughed it out today.
Yeah, it's fun.
You toughed it out. You came in. You biked in today.
I see what you're doing. Yeah.
Like that. Good segue. Subtle, wasn't it?
It was very subtle. I like it.
You'll get it in just a minute. Oh, man. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at kfuo.org in the underwriter section or cuw.edu. That's their website. Check it out. Go Falcons. Had so much fun talking with Maddie last week. Oh, man. Great story.
That was a fun story.
Check that out in our archives, Bethesda. And I think both Concordia have shared it on Facebook as well.
So. And Twitter, I believe.
And Twitter. Oh, yes. I forget about the Twitter sphere.
Yeah, Concordia is all very active on Twitter.
Yeah. Great stuff. Check it out. Great story from Bethesda College and Concordia University, Wisconsin, about an outstanding athlete. And speaking of athletes, we have an athlete in the studio. We have athletes in the studio today and on the phone as well.
Weekend warrior athletes?
Yes.
Totally counts.
Professionals by day, weekend warriors by weekend. No, it doesn't have that echo effect to it. I need an echo button.
You and your echo button.
In studio, the Reverend Dr. Steve Shave. He's director for Urban and Inner City Mission, LCMS Office of National Mission, and weekend warrior. He's I wish we had our camera on today. Could see his
we can tweet it.
His tough mudder headband on.
Proudly.
So I've rounded up a group of friends that I've noticed are involved in what we call obstacle course racing. We have some on the phone to Kevin Rasek. He's a business developer for Laboratory Supply Company and an obstacle course race athlete. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us by phone this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And the Reverend Jeff Emery's pastor at Bethany Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights, pastor by day and obstacle course. Man, he's like...
It's like double weekend warrior.
Yeah. Sunday mornings and... when does he have time to run all these? Pastor Hammer, good morning.
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Also author of the book Man Up.
Yeah. Very appropriate for
today. I'm sorry.
I'm very outnumbered right now.
We need to find some of the ladies who do these obstacle course races. So I see these all the time. It started, what, like 10, 15? When did you first see obstacle course races, Sarah?
I don't know.
I started seeing them on social media probably about 10 years ago. I thought they looked kind of cool.
I watch American Ninja Warrior.
And so I never did one.
That's my thing.
So we'll start. Let's see. I don't know who's been doing OCR longest, OCR obstacle course racing. Steve, how long have you been doing obstacle course races?
2012 was my first year.
So you're going to make me do the math? 2012.
That was six.
Years, bro. 6 years. Sorry.
Eight minus two.
Kevin, how long have you been doing obstacle course racing?
My first race is in 2010, so 8 years.
2010. Pastor Hammer?
I am the novice here. I've only been doing it about 3 or 4 years.
Well, you're not the novice. I haven't done it at all.
I haven't either. I race cyclocross, but I haven't done these.
Kevin, what is obstacle course racing? We'll get the other brothers' insights here as well. Kevin, tell us what your perspective is on obstacle course racing.
Well, it's a combination of, the way I view it is a combination of trail running usually, except for now Spartan's doing their stadium series stuff, so they're doing a little bit more urban type style obstacle racing, but mainly it's trail running with a combination of obstacles such as walls to climb over, kind of similar to a little American Ninja Warrior type stuff, some upper body obstacles, and then, you know, some of them have warp walls, some of them have different types of fun stuff like slides where you go into water. They have stuff where you jump off of platforms into water, and so on. So it's kind of a combination of American Ninja Warrior obstacles-wise and trail running, for the most part, is the way I look at it.
That sounds really fun and very terrifying.
All at the same time.
All at the same time.
It's a blast.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you tell people it's really fun and they look at you like you're a little crazy. What drew you into this 10 years ago?
Well, actually, it was kind of funny. It was my mother-in-law gave me a Groupon for a thing called the Ruckus Run, and it was in St. Louis over at the Gateway Grizzlies Park. And my brother-in-law and I both previously owned gyms. I owned one, and he still owns his gym. And it was just another opportunity to try something different and have a workout. And once I did it, I was hooked. And ever since, I've been doing them every year since. And I usually get about between 5 and 10 races in a year.
5 and 10 races of these a year? Holy cow.
Yeah. Wow. Based on injuries and such like that. That
oh, my goodness.
At times. But this year, yeah, I'll probably get in about, I think I'm scheduled to do 8 this year.
Wow. Steve, what drew you into obstacle course racing?
Yeah, kind of oddly for me, hitting my 40s, midlife crisis time. But actually, it was, you know, I went to the doctor and he said, I can tell you do those power sports. You probably did powerlifting, judo, wrestling back in the day. But, you know, you're to that age where you really need to think about your fitness, you know, your cholesterol levels and all the old guy stuff. And it was kind of funny because, you know, what do? I say, well, I got to do something extreme then. So I found out about, first of all, it was P90X. They call it this extreme fitness thing. You do it mm-hmm. and you're supposed to be in the best shape of your life. And then sure enough, one of the members at my congregation that I was serving in the inner city came up to me and said, hey, we've got a team. We've been training for this thing called Tough Mudder. I know you've been working real hard on your fitness. And we had a guy blow his knee out training for this thing. And I thought, you know, what a better excuse to join in on, you know, if somebody blew their knee out just training for this, it's got to be awesome. And then I looked into it a little bit more and, you know, they said they're the toughest on the planet. You're going to face all your fears. You know, you're going to prove your fitness. And I told them, if I can go out and run 5 miles, I've done all this training. If I can go out and physically run 5 miles at a time, I'll join you guys. And sure enough, I hadn't run in decades, but I got out there, went around in the neighborhood, you know, super hot day and still survived. And I said, okay, I'm in. So, you know, it was kind of that fitness journey for me that, you know, I wanted to put it to the test. And this is kind of the maximum, you know, of what it means to be fit, because you're climbing, you're crawling, you're getting shocked, you're jumping off of things that you shouldn't jump off of, you know, running through the cold and the mud. So that's what intrigued me, was that.
But the important question is, did you get your cholesterol to the levels, cholesterol numbers to where they're supposed to be?
And it's weird because, I mean, when I was 25, I was just solid 250 pounds of muscle and pretty in shape. But, you know, here I am 50 years old doing things with my body I never imagined that I'd be doing. And so, yeah, I mean, 10 hours a week, if you can carve out your time to do training, you'd be amazed at what you're able to accomplish even when you hit 50.
Notice how he avoided the question.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm better. I mean, okay. I'm better cholesterol. I'm better cardiovascular. I'm better body fat. I mean, all of it. So,
Pastor Hemmer, how about you? What drew you into this obstacle course racing?
So my story goes back to the same ruckus run that Kevin's does, but it was not I who ran it, but my wife who ran the ruckus run, and she. She's always been very athletic. She was a captain of her swim team in college and then ran quite a bit, got me into running some half marathons. But I was always a cyclist and did lots of like road races and cyclocross races. But it's harder to get a good workout in on a bicycle without being gone for a couple hours at a time. And a run is a much easier way, or throwing some weights around in the gym is a much easier way to get a good intense workout in without taking me away from my family for so much time. So after I saw her do a ruckus run and do really well at it, I eventually signed up for Tough Mudder in 2014 and haven't looked back since. I don't know nearly the amount of races everybody else does. I'll get, you know, maybe 2 or 3 in a year as time allows, but, It's a great event because it's so spectator friendly. So we can you know, bring our five kids, soon to be six kids, along. And they have like a kids race as well. So it kind of encourages an active lifestyle for the whole family. And the kids get to play in the mud, kind of gets everybody enjoying the outdoors together. So that's been my story.
Who do you see at these races? I know it's with cyclocross, you know, it kind of runs the gamut of people who are like super pro and like really into it and really serious. And then there's like the people who are just starting or like the super amateurs that, you know, they do it just for fun. But is that kind of right. The same feel at the obstacle course races too?
Yeah, absolutely it is. And there's different kinds of races. Some of the races are not competitive, so they don't time you, like Tough Mudder. They're starting some competitive waves now, but historically they have been a race that they don't take a time on. And the idea is there are certain obstacles that you simply can't do without assistance from everyone around you. So it's a real, like, team effort. And there's, you know, I don't know, thousands of people who do this. Some people have, you know, this is the beginning of their fitness journey, and, you know, they're not nearly as fit. This is the first one of those that they've done. But there's so much like pride and sense of accomplishment to be able to do it. And everybody's cheering you on, helping you over these, you know, hay bales and other like obstacles that you just can't do without assistance. But then, some of the other ones like Spartan will take a time. And so it's a little bit more competitive, though the later waves in the day, you see the same thing, people helping each other out. So you get the whole spectrum of athletic ability, from your competitive runners who will usually run earlier in the morning, and then you get, you know, people who will run as a big group, sometimes, you know, team building projects from workplaces or whatever. I kind of like the idea of church groups doing it. Maybe we'll have a sign-up sheet at Bethany this weekend for a Tough Mudder in the fall.
August.
but you see everybody, and it's really encouraging, even to I'm sure it's encouraging to the elite athletes to see people just getting out there and taking a risk, overcoming their fears, and doing something that, you know, 6 months ago they wouldn't have been able to do.
We have just about a minute left, Kevin. You've been doing this for some time now, and now are on the Speed and Strength Development Team and the Battle Corps, which is the Battlegrounds Pro OCR team. What pushed you to go pro?
Well, most of the time it's incentives. You know, you're helping the course out, the local course that is going on. You're trying to develop a relationship with people to come in there to be a part of the process, be a part of the event and stuff. And with that, you get incentives as to, you know, free race entry and stuff like that. So that's usually the way I like to go. So, because since I'm doing so many events, it's nice to have some support financially from some other places. And if it means that I have to promote something for it, then I'll do that. And to reiterate what was said before, the thing that makes obstacle course racing so much fun is that there is just a wide variety of people that are there. And the elites, these elite athletes intermix with the journeyman type of athletes, and they help them along the way. They're encouraging the whole time, and it goes back and forth. And it's just a community of people that just want to have better health and find a way to mix it up and have a good time together. So that's why I got involved, and that's why I'm still involved, and that's why I like to get as many people involved as I can.
Kevin, what's your next race?
Mine is the Green Beret Challenge, which is down in Framingham, Missouri, in June, middle of June.
And Pastor Hemmer, what's your next race?
The Spartan Stadium Sprint at Busch Stadium.
Sounds fun.
Wow.
And Steve, when's your next race? What's your next race?
Well, now that I found out about one that's close by, I'll have to check out. I haven't done the Spartan. I like the community part of Tough Mudder, but August... they're actually moving their location closer to St. Louis, so August will be my next Tough Mudder.
Wow. Check it out. Man, it'd be fun to be out there just to cheer these guys
on,
too.
I should bring my cowbells. I have a bag of cowbells.
Kevin Reisick, Pastor Jeff Hemmer, and Reverend Dr. Steve Shafe, thanks for being our guest today and helping us look at some ideas for staying healthy this summer.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having me.
Coming up in just a little bit, More Coffee Hour, an opportunity for high school age students to check out, learn about, prospective opportunities at the seminary, right?
Yes.
All right. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. More on the way.